Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, we take a look at the readings for Sunday, May 29th, which is the readings of the Ascension of Jesus into Heaven. And I want to read this paragraph to you. The Ascension of Jesus into Heaven, this is Pope Francis, said, acquaints us with this deeply consoling reality on our journey. In Christ, true God and true man, our humanity was taken to God. Christ opened the path to us. If we entrust our life to Him, if we let ourselves be guided by Him, we are certain to be in safe hands, in the hands of our Savior. Think of that. Listen to that again. We're safe. I often think about what it's going to be like to go to wherever I'm going. But it's very consoling, I think, to know that God is right here and He knows us. He knows every circumstance of our lives. And He's right with us at this moment. You know that? If you're not in a state of mortal sin, God is right with you right now. And if you are guilty of mortal sin, please go to confession quickly that Jesus might come into your heart again, please. Let's take a look now at the readings for today. The first is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day He was taken up. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom He had chosen, He presented Himself alive to them by many proofs after He had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, He enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked Him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by His own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When He had said this, as they were looking on, He was lifted up, and a cloud took Him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as He was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen Him going into heaven. What would you do? How would you think? Where'd He go? Where'd He go? This is crazy. I'm getting out of here. All that kind of thing. But they listened. This Jesus who's been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen Him going into heaven. And Psalm 47 tells us, God mounts His throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. All you peoples, that's us. All you peoples, clap your hands. Shout to God with cries of gladness. For the Lord, the Most High, the Awesome, is the great King over all the earth. God mounts His throne amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid trumpet blasts. Sing praise to God, sing praise. Sing praise to our King, sing praise. For King of all the earth is God, sing hymns of praise. God reigns over the nations. God sits upon his holy throne. And God does. He sees you. He knows you. He knows everything about you. Brothers and sisters, even though you cannot see him yet, he is here, right now, in our world, our difficulties, especially the ones we're going through right now. Please, brothers and sisters, he's right here. And to all of us who have been baptized, the door of heaven will be open if we have confessed our sins and if we've made reparation for our sins, if we need to. He's there for us. And then we take a look at the letter of Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 17 to 23. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowing knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, what are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe, in accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. Do you trust God? Do you trust his presence? Do you trust his life with us right now? He's right there with us. We cannot see him, but he's here. He knows all that we do, good and bad. He knows it all, and he loves us. I know I've said this to you before, but please, please repent of your sins. Please go to a confession. The sacrament of confession is a great blessing. There's a load taken off your back when you've gone. Please, brothers and sisters, do it now. You don't want to die without having gone to confession and say, oh, yeah, well, I'll live for many years. And then you get up and turn around the corner and hit somebody and you're gone. Please, don't let that happen. Please go to Jesus. Please go to the priest in your parish. Repent of any sins that you have. Go to Mass every week. And when you do, go to confession. Please. Some parishes put up the hours that they have. Don't be afraid. Don't feel like you're being humiliated. We're given a chance, another chance to turn back to the Lord. Please do. Please. Then we take a look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 46 to 53. Jesus said to his apostles, thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and I, behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city till you are clothed with power from on high. Brothers and sisters, go to confession often. We all make mistakes. We all sin. Don't be embarrassed. God is the Lord of this. He will hear you. Priest is a gift. And even while the priesthood is having difficulties, we can find good priests who will hear us and who will bless us and set us free. Don't carry something from 20 or 30 or 40 years ago. Please go to confession soon. Stay where you are until you are clothed with power from on high. Keep doing what you're doing, but go to confession. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands and blessed them. And as he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple praising God. They knew that there was some kind of a miracle. They knew what they were seeing, but they could hardly believe it. But brothers and sisters, over and over, we have those who teach us that God is here in spirit on our earth. He's never left us. Every night, please pray with him. Every morning, ask God for courage for the day, or strength, or wisdom, or kindness, or whatever the need is. Ask God for it every day. And believe me, you will get the you work, you do your part, and God will certainly do his part. And you will find freedom again and again and again. God knows we sin. God knows we make mistakes. He hasn't turned away from us. But he will if we don't go to confession. And you don't want that. And I don't want that. I know we're embarrassed. I know it's hard. But just a few words set you free. And many priests, who of course say nothing to me about confession, but they tell me, they say it's one of the greatest joys I have, is setting people free from sin. Brothers and sisters, take advantage, because when you do, you think, oh, I'll do that when I die. No, you won't. Or even when I'm dying, no, you won't maybe have the energy to even do that. Brothers and sisters, confess your sins now if you need to, please, and become right into the heart of Christ, which is where he will bring you. He will save you from your sins. If you have confessed them, God save you from your sins. Whatever you've been carrying, I know that people have carried sins for 30 or 40 years. And if they had died, where would they end up? If the sins were very bad, we don't know, but it's not a good place to get into. Open your heart now, confess your sin, and receive the blessing of the Lord.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.